Marching for Science. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of scientists and their supporters marched for science, holding signs such as, "May the facts be with you, planet over profit, science makes beer." But the trouble with the March for Science was that it defied science. The idea was to change the minds of conservative politicians, but the science of how to change people's minds shows that simply confronting people with facts doesn't work. Political scientist Dr. Arthur Lupia says you have to understand your audience.
So if you were a scientist and you walked into an evangelical congregation and you started talking about evolution and then wanted them to believe things about climate change, you're probably sunk. Whereas if you walk in front of the same congregation and talk for a while about stewardship of creation and establish shared values, they might hear you differently.
Another researcher, science historian Michael Shermer, wrote a book called The Believing Brain, where he argues that people primarily want to reinforce what they already believe.
It's not until you shift social groups where people think differently, then your beliefs can shift. But by themselves, just with new evidence, almost nobody changes their mind when they're within a social group that reinforces that particular belief.
So, bottom line, marching in the streets may work for some causes, but is not a good way to promote science. According to science, anyway. Although, you get a million people chanting science makes beer, that could work. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.